International and severe, everlasting consequences impacted the human race after Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve decide the human race will never live under the Lord's reign. The Lord responds by making a gospel promise in Genesis 3:15. The Lord vows to divide the human race into two seeds that will battle until the end of time. However, the Lord's people, the seed of the woman, will triumph in Christ. We might be tempted to dismiss this as an ancient history. But how does this ancient history impact our lives every day? Please stay tuned as we work through the first gospel promise and its implication for God's pilgrim citizens. Thank you for downloading this meditation. The previous series that we recently concluded is titled God's Pilgrim People. In that series, we sought to survey individual lives that the Lord called to sojourn under the sun. In God's Pilgrim People, we surveyed Scripture as a progressive history. We saw how the Lord started with an individual or individuals and brought those people along in his plan. He did this in small numbers, large numbers, and ultimately, even through exile. We are now going to do a series titled God's Pilgrim Citizens. We will consider God's intention to dwell in the midst of his people. In a general sense, we are thinking about the creation, the fall, the redemption, and glorification as a whole paradigm for Scripture. I want to emphasize glorification because the Lord is not going to bring us back to Eden, but his desire is to establish the heavenly goal that Adam forfeited. It is going to revisit some of the things that we considered in God's Pilgrim People. But the contribution for God's Pilgrim Citizens is seeing Scripture as an organic whole rather than a historic progression. Before we dive into this study, I want to give some caution to set the tone of our discussion. It is good for us to study the Bible and to know the Word of God. After all, this is what we are called to do. However, one caution is that we can begin to cultivate an elitism, celebrating our theology over our God. We can have a narcissism of small differences and nuances. I don't want to get into a narcissism of small differences, and so my plan is to lay out the projection of Scripture's grid. I want to make the case from the text and the broad themes of Scripture, rather than small, minute particles in Scripture. A problem of an elitist theology is that as we see the biblical theology in the Word of God, we can make an idol of God's Word. We can study the Scripture and not see the God of the Scripture. We must remember that the Bible is His revelation, and we are called to discern His Word and submit to His Word. We are called to study His Word, but we are to study His Word so we marvel at the Lord's sovereign care. If we fail to do this, then we have missed the point of His glorious revelation. God's Word is testifying to His goodness, and we should marvel at His goodness and see the significant themes of Scripture proving His goodness in His city-building endeavor. Simply stated, the themes of Scripture should position our focus to our God and honor God, and compel us to bow our knee before Him as His servants, called to live in light of His glorious kingdom call. My goal in this is to note that in the general theme of Scripture, that it is the Lord who builds His city despite Satan's endeavors and Satan's seed to undermine the Lord building His heavenly city. One of the beauties of this study is that we will see that our God is faithful to His promises when His people perform less than stellar to the Lord's faithful call. Our God will bring His people into the heavenly city that Adam forfeited. He may be slow in fulfilling His promise on our human timetable, but the Lord is not slow according to His divine program. His citizens will triumph. The Lord's heavenly city will be established. We will marvel and wander around, marveling at the wonder and splendor of the Lord's heavenly palace. Ultimately, I hope that this study truly humbles us before the Lord's throne. We need to remember we have failed to fulfill and to follow the Lord's command in Adam. We cannot just blame Adam and then take credit for the good things we have done. Christ had to come to secure us, because we as humans failed miserably. Adam failed to build the Lord's community. Adam failed to guard the Garden of Eden, the holy sanctuary of God. The only reason why we care about the truth of Scripture is because the Lord has graciously given us His Spirit. Let us be humble at these insights and be thankful that the Lord shows again and again that He is faithful to His promise. We limit God by putting Him in a box. We limit what we think He can do. And we fail to see that the Lord's promises are far bigger than we can even imagine. We also need to remember that we are a people redeemed and recreated to be members of the Lord's holy war. This is where we will see that there are times when God's people guard in the sense they take up arms, say Israel going into the land. But there are other times when God's people are called to live at peace, putting down their war bows like the Lord, say Jeremiah 29. It is ultimately the waiting upon the Lord's final judgment, rather than our taking action when we think action needs to be taken. We need to be humble, recognizing that we continually and daily need to reprioritize our lives in the Lord. Our values and our thoughts are not naturally after His thoughts. We are called to grow in conformity, and we do this by continually digging into the Lord's Word, so that we think the Lord's thoughts after Him. So we need to be humble in seeing that we are creatures who do not know, but creatures who learn and continually learn by the grace of God. Let us desire then to think about where we need to be consistently better priests, sanctifying our lives, sanctifying our homes, and living in conformity to the Lord as His priestly people. This is not by man's standards, but by the Lord's standard as we walk by faith. Thank you for listening to this meditation. Next week, Lord willing, we will consider the two trees in the Garden of Eden. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you. Thank you for watching or listening to our podcast. Belgrade URC is a Bible-believing, Reformed, confessional church that seeks to cultivate community around our Savior. If you desire to learn more about Christianity, please join us for worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. If you're not able to attend church, you can tune in to our Sunday live stream through our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our current sermon series and weekly meditation through iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher. If we are not listed on your favorite podcasting host, please let us know through our webpage, urcbelgrade.com. You can also utilize our archived sermon series on our website, urcbelgrade.com. Most of all, we hope to see you sojourning and fellowshipping with us each Sunday. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you.